You are welcome to the 5-Minute Daily Devotion Podcast brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. I am Olusegun Mokuolu. Our Bible text is 1 Timothy chapter 6 and verse 6 to 10. But godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. And having food and raiment, let us be there with content. But they that will be rich fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish and hurtful things, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil, which while some coveted after, they have erred from the faith and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. Again, as we have said, it is so sad that even in the church, among believers, money seems to be the pursuit. It's like what people are pursuing today in the world is just money. But the scripture says that godliness with contentment is great gain. You see, contentment is better than riches. Because if you are poor and you don't have contentment, you will be in trouble. If you are rich and you don't have contentment, you will be in trouble. It is not riches that produce contentment. Contentment is completely different. Contentment is irrespective of riches or poverty. You are grateful to God for what He has done and you are okay. So when you look at what He said, but godliness with contentment is great gain. Why did He combine godliness with contentment? Because I tell you, no matter the godliness you profess, if you don't have contentment in your life, you will run into a problem. Now, contentment does not mean that something cannot be improved upon, but you have found peace, you have found joy in what you have. You are not waiting to be happy tomorrow. A contented person is happy today. A contented person is joyful today. A contented person is not waiting for material things to be happy. But you will see that somebody can have riches and still not have joy and still not have peace. Not so with a contented person. Many of the things that are leading people to crime in life is lack of contentment. A man went into armed robbery, and in the process, they killed 32 people. I'm telling you true life story. They killed 32 people. 2-3 days later, they were caught. They have been sentenced to death now. Now, the man, I tried to investigate one of them. He was a mechanic. And I said to myself, as a mechanic, I have a mechanic too. He has built house. He has a car. His kids are going to school. And I said, as a mechanic, can you tell me that you don't have food to eat? Can you tell me that you don't have a place to sleep? Why then will you carry gun and go and rob and kill 32 people in the process? It's lack of contentment. So contentment is not because you don't have something. Contentment is just because you don't is because you are pleased with God. That's why you will see politicians who are millionaires. They are stealing money. In fact, they are the ones stealing the most. So it's not poverty. It's not that they don't have food to eat. Why are they still stealing? It's contentment. That's why the Bible says, godliness with contentment is great gain. Your life will be so peaceful. Nothing will move you. If you check many of the things that are troubling your heart, you will find out it's lack of contentment. Something is telling you that, look at this person's laptop. I need to get it. I need to get this type. You have a laptop already. Something is telling you, oh, look at your house. It's not modern. It's not modern. So are you telling me the house you have, you can't sleep there? When you sleep on the bed there, sleep will disappear just because it's not modern? Oh, this is my car. There's now another latest one. Is car about latest one? Is it not about movement? Is it not about transportation? And so he appealed to your logic. He says, see, for we brought nothing into this world, and in certain we will carry nothing out of it. We really need to have sense. We came naked, we came empty, and that's how we are going back. But yet, you will enter this world and labor, kill people, suffer, do many things to acquire so many things, only to leave it at the end of the day and go away. You know, human beings, we really need to think. The devil has so much blinded people's mind. Otherwise, if you really think, why are you striving, killing, fighting for what? And the churches have taken advantage of all of lack of contentment. In fact, if you have two cars, they will tell you that, no, that's not where my God is taking you. Please, do you want to be riding 10 cars at once? A man has three cars. You said that's not where God is taking him. He is still going to have more. For what? Can you ride more than a car at a time? You are not going to take anything out of this world. You know, when people die, that's when you now realize that, oh, with all his riches, he will take nothing out. But you see, people who are still living, they will still not learn. They will still be like the man who has died. And if you die without Christ, it's even terrible. Now, but look at what he said further. He said, and having food and raiment, let us therewith be content. I always ask people, when they are so disturbed, they are so, I'm like, okay, wait, just calm down. Today, do you have food to eat? They say, yes. Do you have clothes on you or you are naked? They said, yes. I said, that's all. But you are worrying that your contract appointment, which is 2 years, he now has 6 months to expire. You are now restless. Who even told you will live up to 6 months? Don't you understand it that if you are truly a child of God, your life is now in the hand of God. You are not living for yourself. You are living for him. So why should you be disturbed that in 6 months' time, my contract is going to expire? And so there is so much restlessness. Restlessness everywhere. They tell you, your mate are building houses back home. Because of that, you will go and build a house that you will not live in. And then you will be spending money. You will be wasting money. And then you will be so restless, you can even enter into debt. Just because you want to do what other people are doing. It's not because there's any revelation or purpose behind it. It's just customs. You are just trying to do what people are doing. And you are so restless. And then he went further. But they that will be rich will fall into temptation and a snare, and into many foolish, hurtful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all evil. Go and check it. What is the root of the evil in your life? Go and check it. It's not saying money. It says the love of money. The love of money. You see, you can have money and not love money. You can have money and be contented. You may lack money and be contented. Contentment has nothing to do with whether you have money or you don't have money. But the issue is the love of money. That when you even now have money, something tells you again, now that I have money, I have to maintain this status. What if this money finishes? Will I now go back and be at the same level with my friends? So you know what you now start pursuing? You now start pursuing how this money will never finish. So it's endless race. That's why all you need is contentment. Whether God by providence has brought you into riches but I can assure you, God will supply your need according to his riches in glory in Christ Jesus. I'm just using the word poverty and riches for your own understanding. Otherwise, in the kingdom, there's nothing like poverty and riches. Everybody in Christ is rich. Our need shall be supplied. If I need $1, God will give me $1. If your own need is, let's say, $10,000, God will supply it. You are not richer than me because our needs have both been met. May God give you understanding in Jesus' name. You can please reach us on this number, +234 818 615 7852. Our web address is livingthrone.org and our email is info@livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.